Well, Coach, first of all, just tell me how things have been this week after you got six of a possible 8 points last week, coming off a couple extra time losses and a lot of time at practice this week. How have things been going for you?
I think we had a really good week. We took a couple days off and regrouped. I thought we've had some, periods of time off, but then we've been really hit with a lot of games, and I thought our team was looking really tired in the last couple games, and we needed to regroup, refresh, and take a couple days off, and then we had a couple really good days of practice, and we're ready to roll.
You feel like then the week off, as it was, has been good to the team, and you're going to come out with a pretty good energy to start this two games?
Well, that's what we're hoping. And, you know, when you get into January, February, there's a lot of guys that have played a lot of hockey. And mentally, it's a so-called dog days of hockey, and a lot of people say that. So you got to manage that well. And, hopefully it does pay off. We'll see.
What's the status of Steven Smirkov, who left a second straight game against Saskatoon? I know you told me earlier this week it was a new injury that happened against the Blades, and where's he at right now?
He's fine. He's playing. This first time this year, we got a full lineup. Everyone's ready to play, and we had to make some tough decisions and sit some guys out. So we got 24 guys that are healthy and ready to play.
You say 24 guys. Does that mean Jordan Harris is back, and do you slot him into the lineup right away?
Yes, Harris is going in. Zinkin and Bevan won't be playing, and McGuire and Leth up front.
So in terms of Harris coming back in, getting a chance to play with Smirkov, I assume, what do you expect out of a pairing like that?
Just simple play. He adds some more size. And, Harry, when he was up and running, he was a very good player for us. Just simple, move the puck, and we miss that, and we need that. So we're looking forward to him. He'll be a little rusty. He's missed a lot of hockey this year, and we need to get him up to speed.
Tanner Lassan has been out sick for a little while. It really took its toll on him. Where's he at now physically?
He's feeling good, and he's in the lineup tonight. And we don't need to play anybody that's not. We got guys that are sitting here ready to play now. So it's going to be very competitive. And if guys aren't feeling good, we got guys that can step in, and he's ready to roll.
With four healthy scratches, then how does that change the competition for this team? I guess everyone's going to have to be going night in, night out, or there's guys nipping at their heels.
Yeah, that's the internal competition, and that's the tough part. It's tough telling these guys. Every guy that's here can play on this team and can play in this league. And we got 21 games left. It's going to be a long, hard grind, and fighting for the playoff spot. And there's going to be some hard hockey. So they just got to be ready. They don't have to be happy about it. Totally understand that, but they got to be team players, and whoever's not playing, and be ready to play when they get called.
What was your take on the Saskatoon game that you last played on Saturday?
I thought it was, a river hockey game. I thought we gave up way too many chances. We created a ton. It's not a way that we want to play hockey, and I thought that was really the mental letdown of our team. And we didn't score enough, and we ended up getting a point out of it, which was all right. But we should, if we play the right way and play smart away from the puck, we'd have got the 2 points there, but we didn't.
And that was three games in the week where you guys had to come from behind, and you're able to do that, but catch-up hockey can really take its toll on you, can it?
Well, it does, and you're taking penalties, and they got five power plays, they got a penalty shot, and you're chasing offense. It's hard to, you don't want to play like that. We've done that a lot this year, and I think that's a very, very real positive that we can do it, but it's really not a winning recipe that you want to play like that. You want to play really good away from the puck, from your goaltender out.
Well, I know your first period, when you look at the stats, has been the worst of the three for you guys this season. What does it take, having been a player at the highest level, to come out and be at your best right away?
Well, you gotta get ready. You gotta prepare in the dressing room. You gotta prepare during the day, and get ready to play. Though it's really hard to put your finger on the problem. Why you're not? Are you waiting to see what the other team's doing? Are you taking them too lightly? There's a whole bunch of reasons or questions, and you really don't have the answer. You gotta go out and you gotta play the right way right from the start.
Talk about Medicine Hat. They fired 46 shots on you guys the last time you played them, and they've got a lot of speed and skill throughout their lineup. E2 was great in that game, but certainly a team where you had more success when you played physical against them. Just talk about the matchup and what you think are going to be some keys to this one.
Well, they're a very skilled team, and they can really bring the offense, especially the one line, with Volk and he can beat you a lot of different ways. And we went in there. That's the way we tried to play. We got a little bit more physical on them, and you have to do that. But, you know, they got some smaller guys that you can play physical on. They don't turn away from that either. They're tough little guys that play hard all the time. We're going to have to play a smart game. We're going to have to play, move the puck and play very smart defensively right from our goaltender out.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
Broncos coach and GM Mark Lamb will come back with the first period on the Eagle 94-1.